And welcome into the Thursday edition of Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by Chuck McDowell and Medical House Calls, Middle Tennessee's best medical care in the comfort and safety of your own home. For more information, go to medicalhousecalls.com. Medical House Calls, where the nearest clinic is your home. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you on this Thursday morning. We are broadcasting live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I was actually, though, thinking that waking up, we might at least know when game one between what we now know is Preds Canucks would be, but we still do not know that.
We don't. I'm hoping that by show's end, we do. That would be awesome, but I guess we'll wait and see on that front.
Hold your breath.
Yeah, I guess not. Nick Keyser, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm just as excited as anybody else is to cover a game at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night and be with you yahoos at 6 a.m. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, we could be an interesting series on that standpoint. No question about that. It is official. The Predators taking on the Vancouver Canucks in the first round of the playoffs. So it was interesting last night, Joe. So Dallas and St. Louis were playing, and after two periods, St. Louis was up 1-0 on Dallas, and I was like, oh boy, here we go. If they can finish this off, then Vancouver's going to have a chance on Thursday to win it, and then they would be the number one seed. But not to be. Dallas comes back, ties it up in the third period. Game gets to overtime, which meant that the Predators were definitely going to be playing the Vancouver Canucks, and then Dallas ultimately ends up winning in the shootout, but it didn't really matter after that point. So the matchup is official. We've been talking about it for a few days now, the Predators and the Vancouver Canucks, and now we know that's what it's going to be. I would hope at some point today we're going to figure out when game one is. I don't know that we're going to figure out when the whole series kind of schedule shapes up today, but hopefully at least game one, and then we'll just kind of go from there. But the game one times have been announced and dates have been announced for the Eastern Conference, so you got two East games on Saturday, the Maple Leafs and the Bruins, the Islanders and the Hurricanes. And then on Sunday, those have been announced too in the East, Lightning, Panthers, Capitals, Rangers. So the Eastern Conference taken care of. Now all those matchups are set in stone. And we still don't know who Dallas is playing. Dallas could either play Vegas in the first round or they could play LA in the first round, and the other team will play against the Edmonton Oilers. So that's kind of what we're waiting on in the West here. But I hope, Joe Rexall, we're finding out today when game one is. That'd be great.
Yeah, and I would think, I mean, do we have full series schedules for the East?
No.
Okay. I bet you we'll get all the full stuff tonight. Like, probably it might be late, but I bet you all the full schedules of all of them will be out tonight. That'd be my guess. That's usually how they do it.
So now that it's official, your initial impressions of the matchup, Joe, against the Vancouver Canucks. We were at practice yesterday, and obviously, they've got some time this week, so they took Tuesday off, practice yesterday. They're off again today. They're going to practice tomorrow, and then they're going to travel to Vancouver at some point, either Saturday, I guess Saturday would be when they travel to Vancouver. Your thoughts on the matchup for the Predators against the Canucks and some things you learned yesterday talking to the Preds in the Preds locker room.
Yeah, well, it was a very, I'd say, a spirited, lively practice yesterday, and it's an interesting kind of approach. So off and then full go, off, full go, and it makes sense though. It's like you get just a real day of actual rest, like total rest, and then try to, when you are working, try to work like you're, gearing up and not letting yourself get too rusty. So I think that's a good approach. And if it is Sunday, which I would assume it would be, then I think it'll end up being a good time period for the Preds, and then it'll end up being a good break. Like you said, they'll travel Saturday, and it is a long trip.
It is.
And then, again, you expect the game Sunday. The matchup, I think it was Max Terz, talking about this. It is interesting that you've got a couple of Jack Adams finalists, I think, probably the winner on Vancouver. Got a couple Norris finalists, I would think. The winner probably on Vancouver.
Yep.
Some similarities between the teams. The matchup did not look good for the Preds when they played them, but I was listening to you guys on Hockey Insiders, or Preds Insiders, not hockey.
We
I mean, we could cover all of hockey.
Just,
we could just call it Hockey Insiders.
We could.
But and I thought, you know, you made a good point. I mean, it's just, it's so long ago, it just doesn't mean much at all. Like, that's not what the Preds are. And I, look, Vancouver, you know, teams change. So, obviously, a big thing for Vancouver as they've kind of faltered a little bit late season is that their goalie was hurt.
Right.
And so he's back. But it didn't look good. I was at that game at Bridgestone when Vancouver came in here and won. I guess it was in November. And, you know, right at that point, Vancouver was the talk of the league. The Preds were not. The Preds have become the talk of the league, or one of the talks of the league. And it's just a very – it's just hard to – I think it's always, like you said, on Sports Insiders.
Thank you.
I think it's always World News Insiders. I think it's always it's always kind of a bad idea, or it's not a great idea to draw too much from regular season results into the postseason. But I think especially in this case, because it was so long ago.
Well, it's totally different. I mean, there's, you never know, like when you factor in post or regular season series, like who's coming in on back-to-backs, who's hurt at the time, what time of year was it? Like, there's so much that goes into it. You know, had they played four games in 6 nights? Had they not played for 5 days? Like, what does it all look like with the schedule? It's just totally different from a playoff series where you're locked in on one opponent and you're studying the tendencies of one opponent and you're trying to, you know, kind of tailor your game towards beating them. And, you know, that's why, you know, I've seen, you know, pretty much every example you want to throw out there, Joe. Let's say, you know, the Predators swept the team in the regular season. I've seen them not play well in the playoffs against a team that they've played really well against in the regular season. So it's just a completely different thing when this time of year comes around here. And look, the Predators, you know, Roman Josi was talking about this yesterday. They are a different team. I mean, it's undeniable. I mean, watch the way that they've played. Watch the production offensively that they put together in the second half of the season. He, I think, has elevated his game to an incredible level. Talking about Josi. And I'm really interested to see how this shakes out here. I mean, Eddie Olczyk was on the TNT broadcast last night, and first thing he said about Vancouver Nashville was like, yep, I think that one's got a chance to go a long time. It'll be a long series. And I agree. Like, I think this has a chance to be a really competitive series. I think the Predators have a chance to win it. Matter of fact, I mean, I'll just go ahead and tell you, I'm going to pick the Predators to win. I picked the Predators to win this series. I mean, I think this is clearly the better matchup for them than Dallas was. And I think they've got a real chance here. And look, Vancouver's really good. I mean, is it going to surprise me if Vancouver wins the series? Of course not. No. I mean, they're a really good team, and they've got the goalie. They've got a good, solid defense led by a great defenseman in Quinn Hughes. They've got forward group led by JT Miller, Brock Besser, Elias Pettersson. That's really, really good. So Vancouver's a very good team. But I do think this is going to be a really interesting matchup, and I saw some of the reaction last night. Like, there are some loud Canucks fans who think that they basically just got a first-round bye. Now, there's also, to their credit, a lot of Canucks fans are like, hey, will you guys shut up? Like, the Predators are pretty good here. So I think there are eight teams in the West, Joe, that are clearly good. They're clearly playoff teams. It's worked out that way that all eight of them made it. And I think we're in for some really intriguing series, really across the board in the first round, but this one is particularly in the Western Conference, but this one I'm really excited about.
Yeah, I am too. I think it's going to be really good. So we're making picks today. Was that what we're doing?
Oh, we don't have to, but
you just made one. All right. Well, I'll take Vancouver in seven.
Okay.
So there you go. But I mean, I'm definitely with that idea. I just will be surprised if this doesn't go at least six. You know, if it's the Preds' way, that's quite surprising, and if it's Vancouver's way, five or less, that's a big disappointment. I mean, I think the Preds can absolutely go in there, hang with them, and win games and push this thing, and Nashville has a real chance here. I think, you know, we talked a lot 2 years ago, and we weren't wrong about, man, you know, this team. You know, second half played great. And I mean, Carolina was really good, but they gave them six. And, you know, they had a real chance, man. They had a chance at a couple of those games. So, yep. And that was a good performance. But, going into a series confidence. This is, well, I guess if you count the bubble, I guess if you count the bubble, this would be the most confident, I would say, that Preds fans should be that their team will prevail in a series since 2020.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, like I said, they're not the favorite. I mean, I've already seen the odds. I think on FanDuel, Vancouver's minus 150, Preds are plus 125. So, I mean, they weren't going to be the favorite regardless of who the matchup is going to be. But I think the sense I've gotten from most Preds fans that I've kind of interacted with the last couple of days is Vancouver was preferred to Dallas. And that's the other thing. You know, we talked about the regular season, Joe, and somehow, you know, sometimes those series don't really mean anything when it comes to playoff time. You know, how many times have we guessed, like, this opponent is a better matchup for whoever, and yeah, then it ends up getting right to the postseason and playing out the complete opposite way? Like, I remember, you know, 2017 is the example we keep going back to that someday we're going to stop going back to. But Chicago, oh, God, Chicago, the Predators missed out on the Ducks. They could have played the Ducks, and then they swept Chicago, and it's like, oh, well, okay. Guess that worked out okay.
Yeah, they had a tough time with the Ducks when they beat them in the Western Conference Finals.
They did.
And by the way, I said 22, I meant 21 on the Kane series. So 22 was the, oh yeah, they have no chance, and we were all right about that.
Yeah, there was that. 615-737-1025, our phone number. It is official, the Preds and Canucks coming up in round one. We'll take your thoughts on that. You'll hear from Predators defenseman Luke Shen, who also played for Vancouver, by the way. Coming up next, a couple thoughts from him yesterday at practice. All that coming up. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Tune in to 1025-1063, the game today as Vanderbilt Baseball takes on Florida. Pregame at 6:15, first pitch at 6:30. Vanderbilt Baseball brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops, your countertop experts. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Nick Keys are here with you on this Thursday morning. It is official. The Nashville Predators taking on the Vancouver Canucks in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Hopefully, we'll hear about a game one date and time today. So looking forward to that, but it will be the Predators starting on the road against the Vancouver Canucks. They are practicing this week, so the Predators played Monday, had the day off Tuesday, pretty intense practice yesterday, the day off today, back practicing tomorrow before they travel out to Vancouver. And Predators defenseman Luke Shen, caught up with him yesterday in the locker room. He played for the Vancouver Canucks as well, so some familiarity with those guys. Here was about a four-minute conversation I had yesterday with Luke Shen at Centennial Sportsplex.
So obviously, you're very familiar with this time of year. As you've gone through your career, what have you found, both personally and as a team, is the best way to kind of approach, handle this time of year and everything that comes with it, from the schedule, the distractions, all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think the better off you are of, you know, sort of almost putting the blinders on a little bit and not being distracted by, you know, there's more headlines coming out just because there's more, not as many teams obviously in it, more people paying attention. So, yeah, there's more storylines and also, you know, more friends and family and people reaching out that typically maybe wouldn't. It's just that time of the year where everyone's kind of fired up for playoffs and, you know, we're all like that as kids paying attention. And then now when you're in the moment, you know, you understand kind of why people are like that, because we're all fans of it growing up too. So, and then on top of that too, I guess on a personal level, you know, playoffs, there's highs and lows. It's you know, there's going to be games where there's tough losses. There's going to be games where there's emotional wins. You just don't want to get caught up in that too much. It's kind of, you always got to kind of find a way to flip the page and recover, take care of your body, and just really be mentally sharp throughout and not get like a sidetracked and kind of on that roller coaster.
So in terms of just the style of play out there, I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's hockey. But how much different is it come playoff time, the pace, everything involved?
Yeah, it's quite a bit different, especially the first round. It's like it's almost like March Madness a little bit off the start, where you're kind of teams are, you know, there's four games a night and everyone's paying attention. But from a physical and emotional level, players that much ramped up, you see, you know, for the first, especially a couple of periods of the first game, it's like there's not even a puck out there sometimes. Guys are just running around and hammering each other. Guys who sometimes typically don't. So, yeah, personally, I love this time of the year. It's this is why you play. You know, it's funny how as the season goes on, it weeds out a lot of, you know, players who are getting looks and opportunities, and it kind of typically goes to more coaches that aren't experienced and veterans and guys who have kind of, you know, been there throughout the course of the year. It's not so much, I don't know, tryout or guys getting looks. It's for real. It's this is what you play for, and yeah, to me, this is what you look forward to.
The odds would tell you it's Vancouver that's the likely opponent. Could be Dallas, but right. What kind of stands out to you about the Canucks? And you haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm familiar with a lot of those guys. Oh, yeah. You know, playing there the last couple of years. So if it is them, you know, we'll start talking about sort of what they do and their tendencies, just like you would on any team in pre-scout. But yeah, I mean, they got a lot of talent. Both teams got a lot of talent. Both teams got really good goaltenders, big goalies, big decors, mobile decors, good power play, a lot of high-end skill and depth. So, I mean, you know, you really can't pick one or the other. They're both really good teams and have had, you know, outstanding years.
What's this week like, you know, not knowing who you're playing, not knowing where you're going to be, when you're going to start, but trying to stay ready for the playoffs when they come?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, at the end of the day, we know it's going to be one or two teams. We have a pretty good idea of, you know, when the games are going to start within a day. So, I mean, it doesn't really change anything. It's just you want to be mentally sharp in practice, obviously, and feel physically ready and be smart about things, try to get your rest, recover, but yet also stay ready. I mean, you don't want to kind of take your foot off the gas and, you know, just take a week off and go out there and go through the motions and practice and just say, yeah, we're just here, you know, waiting or whatever. You want to stay sharp and stay ready, and it could be looked at as an advantage or a disadvantage to not be playing this week. So if we use our time the right way, then, you know, we should be in a good spot.
That was Preds defenseman Luke Shen yesterday at Preds practice. Joe, it's interesting to hear players talk about, like, the first round part of this because, you know, Shen talked about it there, and he's won two Stanley Cups with Tampa Bay. Obviously, McDonough has two. O'Reilly's won a cup. But all the time, like, players talk about the first round and, like, how hard it is to get through the first round. He described it kind of as March Madness in terms of, you know, for the first few games, first few shifts, it's like there's not even a puck out there. People are just crashing and banging into each other. And to get through the first round of it is kind of it's the really, really difficult. I mean, I've heard, you know, coaches talk about how the first round is the most difficult. You know, he kind of highlighted the first round in terms of the pace of play being so much different than it is in the regular season. It's interesting to get that perspective because you'd think it would get harder as it goes. And I think it does from like an attrition standpoint. But when everybody's fresh and ready to go, like it's some fast-paced, intense hockey that we're getting ready to see.
Yeah. Well, and that's where, to me, like this series with Vancouver, you hope that just change in feel and just the intensity and the pressure, which of course is on Vancouver, you hope that really affects them because they don't have nearly the playoff experience the Preds do. So, I mean, that's where, but I think that's a really good way to, I mean, think back to, I know we keep going back to 2017, but as soon as the Preds, you know, came right out, two shutouts in a row in Chicago, you know, they win those games at home. Like from there, that team just seemed like a completely different team in terms of confidence. I mean, that wasn't the team that really we had seen all season in terms of, it was just like, they knew they were going to win. They didn't win every night, but they knew they were going to win, you know? And it's amazing especially, I just think those two games in Chicago.
Yeah.
I guess you could go back to the first game, go in there and kind of stun them in their building. And it's just like the confidence grew and they just absolutely ran with it. And again, plenty of teams have done that, but the first round can be very up for grabs, very up for grabs. And again, I think in the first round of these playoffs, it's nice to be the underdog. You know, I mean, like if you're the underdog like 2 years ago, no, because everybody knows you're probably just going to get waxed. But I think generally there's just a little bit of a psychological edge, and that's not independent to hockey. But I do feel like just like there's nothing like this tournament in terms of, like you said, Robbie, going through it, the attrition level.
Yeah.
I mean, teams that can keep their core healthy through like three, four rounds of this thing, that's incredible. And it happens sometimes, but usually even teams that win the cup, you go back through and there's two or three guys that have just been lost along the way, you know?
Well, and even like, guys that are still playing are playing through some ridiculous stuff.
Exactly. Think about, like, I mean, Ryan Ellis with a torn up knee, and he's still out there doing great things in the Stanley Cup final. 2017, sorry, I keep referring to it. But I had a really good point too, and then I just
ripped
on myself, and I mean, there's nothing like this tournament. That's my point. But like, again, you know, you go to the NFL playoffs and anything can happen in one game. I mean, these hockey games are, they're not football games, but you know, they're very physical. I mean, and a 7-game series with the bitterness that builds between two teams. I mean, it's really, again, there's really nothing like it in sports. I mean, 7-game series in baseball and basketball. Basketball, you know, can get like that too. It's physical and all that, but like, just, I mean, the potential for injury and just incredible aches and pains to make a run in this thing. It's, I don't think people understand how intense it is.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting too. Andrew Burnett, he said it again yesterday, and he said it a few times now, you know, about starting on the road, how he likes that they're starting on the road because of the pressure that's on the home team in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Now look, some of that, it's coach speak. My guess would be if the Predators were starting at home, he'd be like, well, it's a great advantage to start at home because we've got the crowd and all that stuff. But I used to think home ice mattered so much in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I still think at times it does. But, just go look at the numbers. Go look at the numbers, especially the last 5 or 6 years. It's about dead even in terms of home ice record, road ice record in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I do think, especially early in the first round, you can create a lot of pressure on a team if you can go in there, especially in game one, and take a game and you know, steal a game on the road and have an opportunity to go for two. That creates some immediate desperation from the home team, and the Predators are going to have an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, look, it means, okay, go back to 2016. I mean, at San Jose, that place was on fire, and you get a little thing going, like it got away from them. I do, absolutely. 2017, the building was an asset for the Preds, but there, no question that going into somebody else's building, I think is, it's just, yeah, and think about that run too. What they do, they went into St. Louis, got the first one, in Chicago, got the first one, went to Anaheim, got the first one, went to Pittsburgh,
did not,
might have got the first one, but there was an offsides call that took it away.
There was that angry conversation from a certain coach to some officials after the game too. Yes.
So yeah, no, there is absolutely, I think especially coming out that first game, there was a ton of pressure. You know, you just even get that first goal and have the home team chasing it, have Vancouver chasing it when already this is kind of new to a lot of them and stuff like that. I mean, it's an opportunity right out of the gate for the Preds.
So what do you make of the series? Preds taking on Vancouver in the first round. Do you think the Preds can win? Do you think the Predators will win? We'll take your thoughts on that. 615-737-1025, our phone number. That's coming up next, the best and worst things in sports at 645. Zach Lyons from Football and Other F-Words and PaulKowarski.com. At 7 o'clock. All that coming up. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds and Canucks in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Preds will start on the road. Taking your thoughts on that series, what sort of a chance do you give the Predators against Vancouver in round one? 615-737-1025, our phone number, our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ryan in Nashville on the text line says the Preds can beat Vancouver if they play like they did during the 18-game point streak. If they go down by a goal or two in a game, Vancouver will shut it down like they have pretty much all season. They want you to chance them so they can send their skilled forwards on breakaways and on odd man rushes the other way. One thing that's really interesting to me, like Thatcher Demko, Joe, really good. He's a very good goalie and played a lot lately. So how sharp is he going to be once the playoffs come around? Is it just, you know, right back into the thick of things and no big deal, and he's the Thatcher Demko that we've come to know that's really, really, really good? Or does it take him 4 or 5 games to get going? Because if it takes him 4 or 5 games to get going, that's a pretty darn good news for the Predators at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm no hockey strategist, but I'd say get some pucks on the net.
Yes.
Right? Test them. I guess you could also say, you know, the one thing goalies hate is not having steady work. So, you know, there's always that too. But
just get five shots per period and then make sure they're good shots.
Yeah, just make sure two or three go in and you're home free. But, obviously they're a different team without them. It was pretty clear that they were, you know, saving him to have him ready for the playoffs. They got him geared up a little bit here at the end. But, you know.
And he's going to play it again tonight too, by the way, at least for a little while, according to Rick Tocchet yesterday.
Yeah, which makes sense. So, but, yeah, look, you know, do matchups. And it's not a matchup per se. They're not matching up with each other, but the Preds should have. He's really good. But, like, the top level of Saros, that's what the Preds need, and that if they get it, then they have the edge to me.
Austin from Clarksville asked, what would be more demoralizing for Vancouver, Preds blowing them out in game one or the Preds coming back from down two or three goals? I think just winning the game would be demoralizing enough. I mean,
yeah, any loss probably. I mean, I guess if I'm having to choose between those two, yeah, if somehow you're up three, you know, the shakiest lead in hockey. If you're up three goals and you lose that, and lose the game, that'd be pretty demoralizing.
It would be.
I must say, I would advise the Preds to like try to engineer that kind of a win. But any sort of loss would be you know, tough. I mean, there's pressure immediately. Someone was asking Shen, and Shen was really good. Well, we played earlier. Shen is really good, media darling that he is. But someone was asking him too about, and it might have been Jim Diamond about, or maybe John Glennon. Luke, if Trey Avery were in game one,
on the city of Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah. Glennon's making Little Caesars jokes on me yesterday. Just ask him about just the you know, that whole thing, the pressure thing, for the home team, you know, and he, like his general answer was, yeah, like basically he's seen all of it. You know, he's seen being down a series, losing at home, winning on the road, winning, you know, I mean, it's just basically like kind of what he said, like, whatever it is, whatever happens, like, can you have that like mental fortitude to just come back for the next game?
Right.
Because so many of these series are roller coasters and they look like they're trending one way. And then one big period, one big goal changes the series too.
Well, that's where I'm interested to see, like, you know, I do think sometimes we make a little bit too much a playoff experience. But I think situations like that is when it matters, right? Like if you're Vancouver and you drop the first game, can you avoid just totally panicking? And that's part of what this year is about. Like, you know, can you avoid just totally getting swept up in victory, or can you avoid just total panic if you lose a game? And you know, I think we've seen young teams before not handle the ups and downs of the playoffs particularly well. Now, look, on the other side of that, I've seen some young teams handle it really well before. I remember back in 2009 when Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane kind of got in the playoffs and made their deep run for the first time. They got to the West Final, I think. And, I mean, those guys handled it really well. And then the next year they went out and won the Stanley Cup. So, like, sometimes you just run into groups that are really good and they're able to handle things like that. But sometimes they're not. And I think if you're the Predators, especially if you could get that game one win, that's where like the playoff experience comes into play of, okay, now Vancouver's down. How are they going to handle that?
Right. Yeah. No doubt. I mean, you'd love to put them in that position. And, you know, since I'm getting crap, good natured crap for continually going back to the 2017 team, you know, this, a lot of things bring to mind my Red Wings, you know, fandom going back to my childhood, and like, you know, Stevie Y and those guys early on made a real surprise run to the conference finals to play, I think it was in 87, to play Edmonton, you know, and it was like, but then they had years of playoff, you know, disappointment before they kind of, I think there was some learning and stuff like that, but also like, you know, it's, like you said, you can go find examples of teams that just, they were just good and they got hot. I mean, when the Preds made their run in 2017, anybody on that team I don't think so, right? I mean, no. I mean, Pecorine had actually, in fact, my consciousness of Pecorine really was that Vancouver series of 11, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that right? 2011? Yeah.
He was great.
So, him, but I don't think anybody else really, right? Any of the grizzled vets there that had done something earlier, maybe? Did Vern have some success?
I mean, not really. I mean, PK had played a little bit in the playoffs, but there was not a ton of experience on that team.
Yeah, and so they're going against not only the one seed, the favorite, but also a team that had everything, including, you know, reams and reams of experience by then. So it's – but, yeah, this is where you do hope that maybe handling – the difference, it is just different out there in the first game, using that as an advantage, getting a win, and then really applying the pressure. And so some of those guys facing that for the first time, that's the to me, the blueprint for the Preds to really have a shot here.
James on the text line says, my worry is that we'll continue to start slow. You can't do that against really good teams. And that one to me, Joe, is kind of highlighted by the break here. I mean, regardless of if it's, I mean, I think we could probably rule out Saturday at this point. So regardless of if it starts Sunday or if it starts Monday, whenever it is, I mean, at this point, the Preds will have been off for a pretty significant amount of time at that point. So how quickly can you get rolling out of the gate? Like, it's interesting because, like, everybody, game one of the playoffs, like, everybody's adrenaline level is going to be through the roof. Everybody's going to be ready to go. Like, you're not going to have to worry about, you know, not having energy and not being ready to go. Sometimes I think it actually goes like you have too much. Like you have too much energy and you can't make simple passes and execute.
Right.
Like I'm not worried about the energy level. I'm worried about if I'm a Predators fan, like what's the execution level look like? Does it take them two periods to be able to execute with the puck? Because that to me is the most important thing. I think in the playoffs for the most part, I'm not saying that teams never come out flat in the playoffs because it does happen from time to time. But really, it's about execution. Like, can you come out and make the plays you need to make? Can you make the right reads? Can you avoid, you know, making some dumb mistakes in terms of trying to do too much? Like, those things are what really matter in the playoffs. And with having basically a week off at that point from a game setting, can the Predators' execution level with the puck remain at a high level?
Yeah. And to James' point, I think even apart from the break and everything and the difference in playoff hockey, it has been, I think lately there have been a lot of bad first periods.
Yeah.
Obviously the last game, you know, that's a desperate team and they punch him in the mouth. But I just feel like it feels like they've had to get to the second period to really find their game in a lot of games. So if they can change that, that would very much help them. That really, you just don't want to be chasing games consistently, you know. At all, period, but like in a postseason series too. So that is it's a very valid, I think, concern that to get to what they like to do and their execution earlier.
My advice to Preds fans, Joe, go ahead and start getting your naps in now because my guess is you're going to see a lot of late puck drops out there. And I would not be surprised, Joe, if there were a couple of maybe 8:30, 8:45 puck drops here in Nashville. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, I get it because obviously you have a television audience on Pacific time.
Yep.
But you know what? I mean, those people can't get in front of their TVs by 5:30 local time for a 7:30 puck drop here.
I'm with you. And you know, a couple of these games are going like double or triple overtime. I mean, it's got overtime written all over it, baby. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Let's bring it into the 1 a.m. We'll just go right to the studio.
That's right. Coming up next, it's time for the best and worst things in sports. We'll take your best things, your worst things on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game.
The best and worst of the sports week, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
On ESPN.
1025, the game, and the Game Nashville app.
It's time!
This is the worst.
You look like you're feeling sorry for yourself.
I believe in miracles. Yes! Unbelievable.
He's one of one. He is him.
This is a Coke bottle. It's not a crystal ball.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Okay.
It is time for the best and worst things in sports. We'll take your best things, your worst things on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Joe Rexroad, kick us off with your best and worst things in the world of sports.
Sometimes I feel bad that you guys let me go first, but if you're going to let me go first, I want best of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, the thing is, I could have saved this for next week after they started, but whatever. I mean, the excitement level is super high, and, you know, I think this building, Bridgestone Arena, is going to be, you know, is going to be at a very high level because this team has, you know, has brought that out of the fans. I mean, I think there's a very excited fan base again for the Nashville Predators in the postseason. But in general, it's just, you know, it's like I always say, like, March Madness is the, you know, that's to me, like, my favorite, like, American event. But, man, the Stanley Cup playoffs, and of course it's not just an American event, the Stanley Cup playoffs is...
Yeah,
it's
Canadians it is, haven't won a cup since 93.
Fair point. Maybe the Canucks are the team to do it.
Maybe so.
It's incredibly special. So, I mean, that's just a slam dunk. My worst in sports is the end of the Golden State Warriors dynasty. You know, I think it's nice that Steve Kerr and those guys after the game kind of gave a vote of confidence to Klay Thompson and they won him back. But, you know, Klay Thompson is not Klay Thompson anymore. And anyone who would pay him a lot right now, I think, would be out of their minds. So I don't see it staying the same. I just don't know what they can do. Maybe they can. Steph Curry's still great. Draymond Green's still great. They have some good pieces. But, you know, the Western Conference has moved on, which is sad. But my Dubs got four. They got Dynasty locked in, and I will always remember the good times.
Better Dynasty, the Dubs in your heart. The Dubs or the Pistons of the 80s?
Well, I mean, the Pistons only won the two, you know? So it's, I mean, that's a lot of people would dispute that being a Dynasty.
I'm really just trying to get at the root of your heart here.
Well, there's nothing. Yeah, there's no sports team I'll ever love more than the Bad Boys Pistons. So, you know, but I very much loved this team, and I like nothing. Few things tick me off more than hearing people complain about like the NBA and stuff. Like, I don't mind you anymore. Golden State Warriors basketball, and it's not just them, but just basketball in that league is absolutely fantastic to watch now. I don't know what the hell people are doing. Anybody who says that to me, I can't take seriously that they give a crap about basketball as a sport.
Nick, these are your best
don't
and worst
get me
things
started
in the world of sports.
I'm gonna start off with a really cool ending to someone's career last night, that being Jeff Carter. I remember watching him play with the Los Angeles Kings when they went on their runs, and last night he got the score in his final game, and he admitted that it was his last game afterwards as well. Pretty obvious to see him play the way that he did last night with the Penguins, but yeah, I thought that was cool that they kind of let him have his moment to himself, and he walked off the ice for the last time with his kids. So very cool moment for him. I noticed that last night before I went to sleep. And then worse in sports, sticking in hockey, pretty simple. Coyotes, man. Last game in Arizona. I don't know if we're going to see hockey ever again in Arizona, especially not under the same ownership. That's for damn sure. That was embarrassing for how they handled it. More importantly, I think it's cool to see that, you know, Josh Doan got to actually play with that franchise before they moved, and he scored a lot of good goals so far early and often. But also, I think it's just a tragic way for things to end for hockey in Arizona right now. Will they get it back? That's the biggest question. The five-year window looks like it could possibly be okay, but I don't think it's going to be done in that long of time. But that just sucks. I mean, that entire broadcast was sad to watch, and just an absolute tragic ending for them, for sure.
My best thing in sports, Scottie Scheffler winning the Masters, his second Masters win. It was a dominant performance. And look, I don't think we're ever going to see a Tiger Woods-like run in the sport of golf ever again. Like, there's too many good players. Nobody's as great as Tiger was, like, in his prime. But, like, if you go back and watch, like, what Scheffler's done over the last couple of years, I mean, the dude's pretty dominant. I mean, if he's not winning, he's finishing in the top five, like, pretty much all the time in the tournament. So, another Masters win for him. He's incredible ball striker, and he's putting really well right now. So, it was fun to watch Scottie Scheffler bring home another Masters. My worst thing in sports –
Jonte Porter getting a lifetime ban from the NBA for betting on the sport. And
yeah, that's a good one.
Good on the NBA for coming down strong on this one. I mean, if you kind of read what's going on here with Porter, I mean, basically throwing games out there. So when you get information that's the case, we knew, and Joe, we talked about this, you know, when the sports books and when gambling became more public and more widely accepted, especially in the world of sports, figured something like this would happen at some point. But Jonte Porter, a lifetime ban from the NBA.
Yeah, and look, it's, you hope that these things work as cautionary tales, and you know, it appears, you know, like some of these parlays, basically like hitting the under with poor play is what is alleged. I mean, that's got to be gone, you know. And that's, again, that's like anybody betting against themselves, like Pete Rose, that he bet against the Red, you know. Can't have it at all. Like you said, you figured something like this would happen. You hope that these things coming to light, and we've had a few things in the last couple of years, will, you know, end up making it good that it is so out in the open. I mean, look, that's the best we're gonna do, because it's not going away.
Yeah, no question about that. Keith from Bowling Green on the text line says, thank goodness Arizona is moving, so maybe the Predators can beat Utah. Get them out of Arizona. Maybe the Predators can go on the road and win against that team. William from Madison says, the best is Jack Leiter making his MLB debut against Joe's Tigers today.
I didn't know that. That's nice.
That is nice. Worst is when Vanderbilt baseball plays Texas A&M in College Station. Did not go well for Vanderbilt baseball against Texas A&M.
No, it did not at all. They need a big bounce back there. Huge one, Tennessee-Kentucky, too, by the way. Yeah. I like Jared from Spring Hill. This isn't best words, but he says, because of your all's coverage of the Preds and NHL, I've sought it out more and have come to appreciate the game. Still green, but the contact, passion, skill of play makes me appreciate it more than the NFL. Wow.
Wow.
Hey, seek it out. That's awesome to hear. And seek it out live as much as you can.
Well, and beyond that, if you've never watched playoff hockey, there's nothing better than that. Like, a playoff hockey is about as good as it gets.
If you're liking this, yeah, watch every playoff hockey game you can possibly watch.
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Zach Lyons from Football and Other F-Words and PaulKuharsky.com. We'll get hot and heavy into the Titans and the NFL draft with him. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.